From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed another 125 bills yesterday. KUER's Sonia Hudson gives us details on some of the state's new laws.
Governor Herbert approved spending more than $16 million of state money to expand an alternative way of treating mental health crises. Instead of ambulances and emergency rooms, the system uses mental health hotlines, mobile outreach teams, and receiving centers. Herbert also signed a bill aimed at making insulin more affordable and accessible by placing caps on insurance copays and allowing pharmacists to refill expired prescriptions. And in criminal justice, the governor approved legislation banning children under 12 from being prosecuted for minor crimes. Instead, they'll go through restorative justice programs, which can include things like paying restitution, doing community service, and undergoing substance abuse treatment. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
All field operations for the U.S. Census Bureau have been pushed back until April 15th. This includes counting people experiencing homelessness, which was supposed to start in Salt Lake City yesterday. It will also delay counting of hard-to-reach homes in rural parts of the state. Since mailers for the census went out a couple of weeks ago, nearly 40% of Utahns have responded, almost all on the internet. Davis County leads the way with almost half of its residents responding so far, and Rich County has the lowest rate. The Navajo Nation is imposing a nighttime curfew on all residents in an effort to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. It went into effect last night, but it's not yet enforceable, according to the Navajo Nation police chief. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez announced the new measure via Facebook Live Sunday. It's part of a public health order that restricts gatherings to 5 people or less and limits grocery stores to 10 shoppers at a time. Nez says this will help control the spread of COVID-19 on the reservation.
There's going to be a big uptick in the spread of virus if we don't obey these ordinances.
119 new coronavirus cases have been confirmed on the Navajo Nation since Nez issued a voluntary shelter-in-place order last Monday. That brings the total to 148, including 6 cases in Utah. But Navajo Police Chief Philip Francisco says the nation's attorney general still needs to clarify the legality of enforcing the curfew. Until then, he says his officers will be focusing on education.
People have the freedom to move around. So if we're stopping them from doing that, I want to make sure we have the legal backing under the letter of the law.
Francisco also says his department is running low on personal protective equipment for officers, and he's concerned about their safety. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Utah Medical Association rescinded a recommendation it made last week that doctors could treat COVID-19 patients with malaria drugs. The about-face followed pushback by a group of infectious disease doctors. Department of Health spokesman Tom Hudako says the state didn't intend to recommend use of the drugs, but rather dosage amounts if a medical provider and patient decide to use them. As states and some counties come under stay-at-home orders across the Mountain West, can people still hunt and fish? Camilla Kudelska reports.
Montana, Idaho, and Colorado are all under statewide stay-at-home orders. But good news for any hunters and anglers out there. All 3 states' fish and wildlife agencies say you can continue your activities. Robert Gibson is with the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department. He says Governor Steve Bullock is encouraging people to recreate during the closure, but there may be some exceptions in the state.
And the Crow Tribe are considering ordinances or restrictions of some kind on access to some pieces of Bighorn County, but that's up to them to enforce.
Gibson says all counties have the right to enforce stricter regulations. That's playing out elsewhere in the Mountain West. For example, Summit County, Utah, has issued a stay-at-home order and is telling residents to stay within county boundaries for any recreational activities. That includes hunting and fishing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Camila Kudelska.
Utah wildlife officials are recommending reducing deer permits by more than 9,000 for the 2020 hunting season. The state's Division of Wildlife Resources says deer populations statewide dropped by 51,000 because of a heavy winter last year and a drought in 2018. Covey Jones with the division says that has led to them feeling the pressure on multiple fronts.
And one of the things that we always have in mind when we do this is the number of hunters that want to hunt general season deer. we continually see that number increase, and it's impossible to completely meet that demand.
The department is also suggesting a decrease in permits to hunt cow elk and antlerless deer. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.